Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Friday morning. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I wanted to say it in case I get short on time later. So I hope you've got plans for the weekend. I always teach and preach, plan ahead for the fun, because the fun doesn't just happen. You have to make it happen. And I want everybody's weekend be great, great fun. That is my one, if I could have one wish in the world for all time, that would be my one wish for everybody in the world, to find the fun. And that is what I help you do as a coach, as a life coach and as a wellness coach, because fun is an integral part of our wellness and our state of wellness. It's really a whole picture. You can't separate the one thing from the other. I was a little concerned this morning. I looked back at something I posted on Facebook and realized that some people could be a little bit offended by it. Please don't be offended. I'm going to tell you right out, this came out of my rather atheistic beliefs. A lot of shoot-from-the-hip atheists would say I'm not really an atheist, because I call myself sort of a spiritual atheist, in that I've often been able to give accurate psychic readings, help people find their way using my intuition. But I don't believe in what most people call a God. A lot of people seem to have the need to believe in a God, or a Lord and Savior, or an omnipotent being that guides them, guides the course of all things here on earth. I don't have that need, but I do feel a need to respect others who have that need. If you run across someone whose beliefs are different from your own, if you're the atheist and they're the religious person, best thing to do is to not argue and just allow them their religion, because for some reason they have a need for that, and you're trying to argue with them or use logic to prove to them that there's a fallacy in their belief, or there are funny loopholes in it, that their belief doesn't hang together, that would be like kicking a crutch out from a lame person. If they're believing in God because that it's because they need to believe in God, and it's our job to be respectful of that. On the other hand, your beliefs should have equal time and equal play. But we don't have to go around blabbing everything we know all at once in every situation. You're allowed, yes, to say what you believe just as much as they're allowed to say what they believe. It doesn't matter who we are, where we are, what the situation is. We have a right to freedom of speech, which, I'm grateful for it, because it allows me to take some liberties on my show and say what I believe as well. I believe in a wonderful weekend. I believe that everybody, no matter what they believe, should have a wonderful weekend. I believe that the fun needs to be planned, as I said before, because it won't just happen. These things are really more important to me than any belief in a higher being or a superior being, all-knowing, all-powerful. So that's why I don't discuss it too much on my show. I'm going to start maybe discussing psychic on my show a little bit more, because I am psychic. I have very long time. I just haven't really given that much play on my show yet. And I'm hoping that people will start feeling free to call in to the following number and asking questions, and allowing me to help them find their way and find their answers, because you have your own best answers. And what I will do is tell you you're fine, and I might ask you some pointed questions. I might say, oh, you don't have to worry about such and such. Your daughter's fine. Your son is fine. and you might want to think about blah, 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 blah. And I don't foresee weird things like death or anything, because, you know, I'm just too positive a personality for those things to be able to get in, into my head, into my heart. So the guest call-in number, if you'd like to ask a question now, is 347-677-1860. I'll repeat it, 347-677-1860. And you have about 10 minutes now to call in. I'm keeping the show short today because I don't have a guest speaker here with me. If you'd like to be on my show, please give me a call at this number, which is different from the one I just gave, 707-762-3578. It's free to be on my show, and I keep it fun. One of my mottos is find the fun. The other one is deal real. My business is called Reap Your Dream. And when you come to me for a little bit of life coaching or wellness coaching, we'll do just that. We'll reap your dream. We'll make your ideal real by finding the fun. And because life should really be fun. A lot of us take life way too seriously. And we take ourselves way too seriously. And if you can't laugh at yourself, believe me, somebody else will laugh at you. And that's a lot of fun, is laughing at people who can't laugh at themselves. I enjoy that myself. It's a wonderful pastime. The thing is, I also laugh at myself. And when I laugh at other people, I try to not do it in a hurtful manner. That's important too. If they're around, don't do it to their face, and you know, do it preferably where no one else can hear you. Because these days, you never know. If you're upset with someone on the road, or if you're scornful of their driving skills, and you say something where they can hear it, you never know what they're gonna do. They may escalate the disagreement about their driving skills, or their perceived driving skills, getting a little weird. You know, the big city is starting to infect our little Petaluma a little bit with the crime rate sort of thing. So be very, very careful out there. Please, please, please be sensible. Be patient with your fellow man. Be very aware of where you're walking and where you're driving. Keep your doors locked when you're driving. I like to keep my friends, so just be careful out there and watch out for your friends, please, and because I'm out there too, and someday I may need you to watch out for me. And so we're getting down to the last 5 minutes here, and what I might do for next time is do a slightly longer show, and expect that now people know that they can call in to ask a question of the psychic, Psychic Sue. And I will also be looking for more candidates for my show. So please let me know if you'd like to be on my show. It's free to you, and it's loads and loads of fun. I like to feature people who do some good for the community, Napa, Sonoma, Marin. That's I consider these places to be my home collectively, for our community through their work. I like to feature organizations that do some good. So let me know if you know of any that you think you'd like to hear from on my show. You can email me easily at suehirsch01@gmail.com, or just give me a call at 707-762-3578. Please feel free to leave a message at that number. I often screen my calls because we're all getting a lot of junk calls lately, and be careful, because a lot of these junk calls just lately are scammers who say they're from the IRS or the Treasury or something, and they're going to sue you unless you check in with them. And that thing is a scam. So don't bother calling them back, because then they'll have your phone number. And the longer you stay on with them, the more information they're likely to be able to get from you. Don't worry yourself, if you get a call from the Treasury or the IRS, because that's not how they work. Family, and have a great weekend. I'm going to let you all go a little bit early so you can start working on plans for your weekend. This is Sue Hirsch of 100 People You Should Know signing off.